Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Late at night when all the hoes is sleeping. Excuse me, let me try that again. COVID. Late at night when all the hoes is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me too. Cause I'm dreaming of dick tonight. Till tomorrow I'll be fucking you right. And there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be than here in my room, dreaming about you inside me. Welcome to the Solomon Ray Podcast. I'm your host, Solomon Ray. That was a song I wrote for Selena a couple years back, really. And that was the first draft of the song. But see, her dad was like, girl, we're not really, she can't be singing about dick. You know what I'm saying? Jehovah Witness, you know how it be. So I was like, you know what, Abraham? I'm not really fucking with you right now, but bitch, fine. We could change it to something else. And this is, you know, you're really infringing on my artistic, Bailey. What are you doing? So yeah, we just had like a little riff, you know, whatever, but, needless to say, like, she really ate that song up, and it's one of my proudest moments in my illustrious, prolific songwriting career. Not everybody has that. Welcome to the show. First things first, I want to give a shout out to the girls who have rated and reviewed this podcast 5 stars and 5 stars only. This week we are shouting out Molly, hold on, I'm about to shout, Billy, if I throw this shit at you, hold on, give me something to throw. Billy, get out of there. We're going to shout out to Molly, titled 5 stars only, 2 weeks without a review is egregious. Come on, egregious. This podcast gives me life, and so does that collagen serum. You are that girl, and you make me feel like I am too. Thank you for the endless entertainment, and shout out to my friends who wish I would stop saying, if you like it, I love it. Shout out to Molly, because honestly, it really do be like, bitch, if you like it, I love it. And that's the end of the discussion. We don't got to talk about it no more. If you like it, I love it. Also, we want to give a shout out to Deja. LOL. I've said this once and I'll say it again. I swear you are my bestie. I've always had the biggest irrational fear of getting acid thrown on my face and not being able to make heads turn. And everyone thinks I'm insane. Maybe it's my vanity popping out, but at least I'm in good company. LOL. With that being said, your forever talent is how relatable you are and how your personality and warmth transcends through space and time. Thank you, Deja. That's really sweet. So thank you to Molly and Deja for writing those reviews. Since the girls, I'm looking at the numbers. The numbers are not dropping. Okay. The numbers are not dropping when it comes to this podcast. The girls are listening 10 times. Did I drop my fucking... Where's my... Oh. Oh, my God. I just thought I dropped my iced coffee on the carpet. Oh my God, I really almost fucking had a heart attack. Oh my God. Okay, sorry. Bitch, when I tell you I really almost, because I could not see if, I mean, you don't know what my setup is like if you can't see, but I'm literally recording in my parents' office and my laptop was in front of my coffee and I thought, and I looked behind my laptop to get my coffee and it wasn't there. Needless to say, it was on the ground. Okay. But it didn't spill. Mm. But yeah, the podcast numbers is on podcast numbering, bitch. I'm not really trying to give it off like that, but I'm actually very humbled and just grateful that the girls are really listening to this podcast because the numbers have tripled and quadrupled. Honestly, in like the last 6 months, which is really wild. I don't know what it is. A part of me was thinking maybe it was the Game of Thrones thing that I was doing. You know, because the girls who may not have listened to this podcast caught the Game of Thrones. Bitch, I don't know. But I know that the numbers have been numbering, bitch. And I'm really, really shocked. Also, we're about to encroach on episode 100. I think this is episode 95. So, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I feel like I need to do something for episode 100 because it's monumentous. It's momentous. Whatever that word is, bitch. It's that. And I'm really just thankful for the fact that the girls are really listening because I will tell you time and time again, I was really, really nervous for years. I was supposed to do this podcast years ago. I was supposed to start this podcast in 2015, and I never did. I just kept saying, oh, I need a host. I need a host. And I kept talking to different people, like, maybe you could be my host. Maybe you could be my host. And, or like a co-host, excuse me. And eventually, I was like, I'll just do it myself. No one's going to listen to this shit. Bitch, the girls are listening. It's so wild to me. So thank you guys for 95 episodes. We're about to be 100 episodes, bitch. I don't know what to do. I'm really trying to think of, I have to think of something, bitch. Something lit. I was thinking about like top 10 moments, maybe, of the podcast. I know the Millie story is definitely, you know what, bitch? I think I'm gonna do, I think I need to do like, maybe not top 10. Because a lot of my story times be long. They be like 40 minutes, bitch. Side note. You ever be on TikTok and the girls be like, story time. And it's not story timing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, girl, get to the juice. Or at least their story times are just dull and dry. And so I be, you know, closing out real quick. Anyways, like I said, it is encroaching on 100 episodes. I do not know what I'm going to do. Maybe I should do like a top 5 moments. Maybe top 10. I don't know. I want to do something fun. I was thinking about doing like an all episode listener letter. But I think, honestly, I think the top 10 moments, bitch, honestly, this is going to be so much work for me. No, it's really going to be so much work for me if I do a top 10 moments. But it's going to be kind if I do a top 10 moment. Can you imagine, like, and coming in at the number one moment in the last 2 years of this podcast is, boom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, maybe I should, that's going to be so much work. It's going to be so much work. I think I can do it. I have basically 4 weeks to get it done. Ugh. I don't mean to sound like I'm ungrateful, but I'm just like, bitch, that is a lot of work. Because that means I have to listen to like close to 100 episodes or at least try to find those moments. Because, bitch, I don't know where those moments are. Like the Millie episode, bitch, I don't know what that shit is. I don't know where that is. So I got to find it. But, thank you to Molly and Deja and everyone who has written and reviewed this podcast 5 stars and 5 stars only. Thank you to the 695 ratings. That is fabulous. I cannot even. That's wild, bitch. And it's really no shade. Actually, I shouldn't say this. Actually, do I want to? You know what? Hold on. Do I really want to say this? Honestly, I will say this. when it, like, I look at other people's podcasts and stuff like that. Oh my God, it says I have 104 episodes. How? I don't have 104 episodes, bitch. Oh, I forgot about the Game of Thrones episodes. Okay. I was like, bitch. Okay. But yeah, like, it's wild because some of the girls, they be having these little podcasts and they don't be getting, they don't have the reviews, bitch. They don't got the reviews like the doll does. So I just want to say thank you guys, because I know, like, that does mean a lot. Not because I need the reviews, but it's like, it means a lot that, like, I think for me, maybe it is like, what is it? Imposter syndrome, to where, like, you never think, like, you're good enough. And so, like, when I read reviews on, I think, you know, I think it's just because I'd be like, oh no, a review, like, it's going to be bad. Like, I don't know why I'd be thinking that. And the reviews don't be bad. And then, especially, like, my product reviews for, like, my skincare and my jewelry website, where I'd be looking, I'd be like, oh, the girls really do like it. And Serena be like, yes, bitch. And I just be like, I don't know. I just feel like people just, I don't know. I will say this. I'm very blessed to have a following that understands my humor, first and foremost, because I feel like that is a major thing, because I can be a little off the cuff at sometimes. And I feel like people who do not understand my humor can take it offensively. Also, I just feel like the listeners of this podcast, as well as my followers, I really do, honestly, I feel like we're the same girls. You know what I'm saying? I really do feel like we are the same girls. I've said this before, but I feel like if we all got into one room, bitch, it would be a kiki, bitch. We would be twirling till 10 a.m. in the morning. And may not even, like, be twirling and, like, we're just drinking and getting fucked up, but, like, twirling till 9, 10 a.m. in the morning, just kikiing and chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? I really, because whenever I read the comments, especially on my Snapchat, which is weird because you cannot see the comments on publicly. Only I can see them on every story. Like, the girls really we be on the same wavelength. Like, we be on the same wavelength. And it's very comforting to know, because I just be, you know, when you online and stuff, you be like, damn, bitch. Like, you be seeing other people's outrage and comments, and you be like, damn, like, maybe something's wrong with me. And then you be like, nah, bitch, there's nothing wrong with y'all bitches. So, you know what I am trying to do? I'm told my sister, because my sister's hysterical. I reminded my sister yesterday that she needs to get a little microphone, order a microphone. And then, you know, a couple times a year, maybe once a month or whatever, she can get on and do a little segment with me. Because my sister's funny. So I'm trying to, I've thought of about three or four people I would love to bring on as rotating special guests. One of them being my sister. And one is my friend Ian. One is my friend Jonathan. And I'm thinking about my friend Ashley. I feel like all four, one, two, three, four. Okay, the four of them, their humor is so good, but it's not like forced humor. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you're just shooting the shit with your friend. You're just like talking about like bagels or whatever, but like something about it is memorable. See, that's the thing. I don't want to say like it's funny. It's just memorable, you know? I was talking to my friend Jonathan the other night, or last night, and we were just like really kikiing about things that really weren't necessarily funny in the moment, but we look back and we're like, bitch, this is crazy. Like, just little funny moments. And so I think I want to bring some of my friends on and share some of those. But I needed them to get mics and stuff like that. And I need to download the software and just like another to-do list on my ever-growing, never getting smaller to-do list. Bitch, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm so tired, bitch. I'm so tired. Yeah, I just been like really just working nonstop. And I'm just, I want to watch TV. I want to watch like something on television. I want to like just sit, but I can't, like my mind will not let me just relax. Because I just, I'm like, there's just so much I still need to do. You know, like when you have just like all this shit you got to do. And then it's like you get one moment to where you're like, okay, I'm going to sit down and watch this TV. You click the TV on, all of a sudden it's like, bitch, you ain't got no business watching this shit. Go back to that desk and there's some other shit you got to handle. Honestly, I say this time, shout out to single mothers, bitch. Because I don't know how y'all do it. Speaking of single mothers, I need to hit up some of my friends. You know what I need to do? I need to find time. Maybe I'll do it this weekend, or I'm going to carve out some time. I need to hit up two of my friends who have babies and be like, hey, bitch, do you want to hang out or whatever? I'll come bring some food to your house, you know, a little bottle of wine or whatever, and we just kiki in the house. Something, because I be like knowing like they be not spiraling, but they be really going through it. Not really going through it like bad, but you know, they could use like a day, maybe not a day off from their child, you know, but like just a day where like they're doing something adult like, you know, because, but I also at the same time like in their house, because girl, the girls don't want to babysit no more. Now, where the fuck did I put my... The girls do not want to babysit no more. Yeah, the girls are not babysitting no more. And then the girls who are trying to babysit are charging an arm and a motherfucking leg, which is egregious. And daycare is expensive. I'm just like, grannies don't want to take care of their kids, the kids no more. It's a new day and a new age, bitch. I told my mom, I said, if I ever have a child, you better watch my motherfucking kids. Not me, like, forcefully being aggressive with my mom. Like, you better watch these kids. No, because honestly, you should. No, like, seriously. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. And I don't want to hear no shit about it either. Listen, if I have a motherfucker... First off, I'm going to be having... If I have a child, it's going to be, like, most people. You know, I'm literally going to be a single father. I do not want to be married ever a day in my life. I actually do not want to share my house with anybody. I don't want to live with anybody. Shout out to Whoopi Goldberg. I just do not. So I would essentially just be really raising my child alone. So not saying that like single mothers kind of don't do it always alone, but I would just be alone. Like I would not have like no baby daddy. I wouldn't have like nobody to just do shit for, do shit with. So yes, my mom and my dad would both have, they would have to watch the child, period. Point blank at the period. They don't have no choice at all. Like, you got to watch the child. Sorry. But you know what's crazy? My parents would, they totally would. I have a friend whose mother, which is wild to me, but it's understandable. It's understandable. Was like, I'm not watching your child. Mm-mm. You got to do daycare. I'm not doing it. Don't ask me. Blah, blah, blah. Woo, doo, woo, doo, woo. And I was like, okay, T. But, okay. Bitch, when I tell you I was floored when he told me that, I was like, bitch, I've never heard of a grandmother not wanting to watch her grandchildren. Like, being like, no, do not drop the baby off ever with me. I'm like, what? Honestly, I'm not trying to start no shit, but you got to start talking to your parents like they got some sense. Okay? Because I wish my mom would tell me, I'm not watching my grandchild ever. Don't even ask. The fuck? We would just be arguing. That's all. That's all. And then I would find a way to guilt trip her and my dad, and they would just do it regardless. So, what are we talking about this week? Oh, this week, what did I do? Really nothing but just work. That's really the sad part about it in my life. Side note, this past week was the first time I did not feel ugly. I'm still ugly. I recognize myself as ugly. I accept the fact that I'm ugly. I look ugly. Therefore, I am ugly, but I don't feel ugly. Does that make sense? So this is the first time I'm starting to get out of the ugly duckling phase. It's been 8 weeks since my hair transplant. I'm not there yet, clearly, but I don't feel as like I'm a nasty troll that resides under the pits of hell. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel nasty and grotesque like I did before. It's still there. Okay, I'm not, you know, it's just going to get better. But I think I've hit that peak, not peak, but I've hit that turning point to where now it's just going to be not beauty, but now it's going to be not the fast track to beauty, but now I will be, what am I trying to say? The ugly duckling phase is on its way out. And the beautiful Dawn Diva phase with the bundles is incoming. That era is incoming. The Dawn Diva era is incoming. So thank God, because that was really starting to just fuck me up in the mental, bitch. I'm serious, bitch, because I was like, bitch, I can't take this. I was starting to panic. I was like, like something's wrong. Like, I don't remember feeling like this ever again. Like, bitch. So it's better now. What else? We went wine tasting on Sunday, and I went with Serena, her boyfriend, and her friend, and then mi compadre, the five of us. We had a good old time. It was nice. You know what's crazy? I used to like the wine from this one winery. Now, I'm not into it anymore. Yeah. And I don't really know why. You know what I think it is? I think now, I was thinking about this yesterday. I think I'm getting out of this phase to where I just do not want to drink. Not because it's like, oh, I'm trying to like better my life. No, absolutely not. But it's more like because I do not like the feeling the next day, you know. And I'm not saying like I'm hungover and I'm like, oh my God, I feel like death. No, but you just feel like, even if I've had like, you know, 3 glasses of wine or whatever, or maybe 4 or whatever, the next day, I'm not bad. I can still go to the gym. I can still like function, but I just feel a little like not at my tip top self, you know? And I don't like that, you know? And I just feel a little not myself. And that has made me not want to drink. I'm like, ugh. Because it's like, you know, it's inevitable. Like the next day, I'm not going to feel that great. Or it's like, you know, now that I'm back in California, drinking is such a fucking chore, a mental chore. Because unlike New York, bitch, I could black out every weekend. No shade, I shouldn't even say that, but bitch, I really could, because it's like, girl, what am I going to do? Get in an Uber and just be laid up in my bed. You know what I'm saying? Here in California, it's like, oh, if I'm going to go drinking, okay, so then that means I got to watch what I'm drinking or take an Uber here. But then if I take an Uber, I can't go too far out. Or, you know, like, I went to the winery, which is in Temecula, which is like basically an hour away. So it's like, bitch, I'm not about to take an Uber, you know, an hour away. So therefore you have to be like, well, bitch, I can't get too turned, bitch. You know, it's not turn up time. But at the same time, it's just like, it's such a chore. And you're just like, girl, forget it. I'm not even going to even do it. I don't even want to, bitch. And then I'm also at a point where it's like, I just don't want to be doing Ubers no more. I got a whole entire car, bitch. So it's just like, girl, not even worth it. Who cares? I'm growing my bundles. I just want to be beautiful and that's it for this summertime. Yeah. I just want to have effervescent skin, long, luscious hair, eyelashes that flutter in the wind, and just being 10 pounds lighter. And I don't think I'm going to be able to do that by drinking. So therefore, I just didn't really like get too turnt. Nonetheless, I had a good old time. What else? Girl, when I tell you, that's all I've been, like, I've literally just been working. And so I have an accountant. Well, I have, technically, I have two accountants. Basically, it used to be three, but it's really just two. So I have, like, the main accountant who just kind of is an accountant, clearly, but he's the kind of person who, like, he is like a money and wealth manager. So he kind of manages everything, whatever. And then we have like the accountant who does like all the books and all the blah, 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 blah. So I was like, bitch, this year I've been cutting back on everything, bitch. Everything. When I tell you, those articles that you see that are written on SawRayBeauty.com, who writes those? Me. I used to have this lady who used to write the article. She only wrote two. But all the new articles that's been coming up this year, who writes them? Me. Who researches them? Me. Who does everything? Me. Who does the SEO, meta tags, the headlines, the Google, like all those, all the coding for the website? Me. I used to have somebody who does it. Not anymore. Me. Who does the... like even with the changing of the logo and the color and the photos, who did all the retouching and changing out the colors? Me. Literally, people who I used to hire to do things for, I'm literally doing it myself. Everything myself. Not because, I mean, mostly just because I just want to save money. That's it. And I'm saving a lot. So therefore, part of me getting ready to file my taxes for this year, I'm going over all my bank statements. I should have did this, honestly. I'm going to start doing this once a month. So therefore, I'm not like killing myself at the end of the year. But I need to do it once a month. But needless to say, I'm going through all my bank statements, itemizing everything, making sure like, okay, this was a business expense. This was a travel expense. This was a business dinner. This was a so much personal, blah, 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 blah. So I'm doing all that myself. And it's just, you know, very daunting. Very daunting, not fun. Also very depressing, too. It's very depressing when you look through. And honestly, you know what I think? I think everybody should really do this, if you have a business or not. Because it makes you look at money that you're spending. I'm looking at money that I spent last February. And I'm like, bitch, why was I spending dumb shit on that? Like, the fuck was I doing? That was so unnecessary and dumb. And then I'm starting to catch things like, oh, bitch, this is an automated reoccurring bill. Ooh, cancel that shit. So it's like, it's very helpful for me. It's definitely a lot of work. But nonetheless, it's been saving me money, girl. Because I was like, I'm not paying y'all to do this. I'm not. I cannot just be giving y'all billable hours nonstop. I need to know. And I'm starting to really pull in and be like, show me the billable hours, prove it. Okay, no, I'm not paying that invoice. I'm really being a fucking cheapskate, and honestly, I'm not ashamed. I don't really give a fuck. It's my money. I work really hard for it, and I'm not just here to just burn it, bitch. I have things I need to do. There's things I'm trying to accomplish, and bitch, we're not just throwing away money in 2023, bitch. It's just not gonna happen. I'm cutting, like, when I tell you I read this book called The Millionaire Next Door, and it's a little outdated. I feel like I said this on the podcast. It's a little outdated because it was written in the 90s, but the things still ring true. All the things that they're talking about in this book still ring fucking true. And a lot of those things I've already implemented, but a lot of the things I have not yet, and I've implemented before reading this book. But now I'm really starting to implement everything. And a lot of it's just kind of like for instance, I don't even know why I'm telling you guys about this. This is not entertaining at the fuck all. I'm sure you guys would be like, bitch, this is not, why are you telling me this? This is not like no cheese, maybe, bitch. This is just so boring. Shut the fuck up. But real quick, let me tell you. So, like, just getting out a calculator. You know, like, so I was ordering boxes and I mean, I don't remember the exact numbers. I have them written down somewhere on my desk from like a month or two ago. And it was basically like, let's say I ordered 1,000 boxes. Like, how much per box? How much would it be per box? You know, and I was using like a promo code. So the promo code only works up to like, whatever, just math, which I'm not good at. So, duh, using a calculator. So needless to say, what I realized is I found a sweet spot to where there was like, you know, 100 boxes, 200 boxes, 400 boxes, 500 boxes, 750 boxes, and 1,000 boxes. I found the sweet spot to where if I order a bunch of 400 boxes, it comes out way cheaper because I use the promo code. And the price per box went down to like 27 cents. Which, and then like the, if it was like 1,000 boxes, it was like 32 cents, which doesn't seem like a lot. I know you're like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, bitch, it's only five cents, you know, which is not a lot clearly, but you know, in the big scheme of things, I need to know these things. If I'm going to scale my business for the next year or two, like that's going to be really, you know, helpful. So it's like little things like that, that I'm doing, just really being a fucking penny pincher. A penny fucking pincher, bitch. I never thought I would be this girl. I used to make fun of a family member because I was like, oh my God, she is such a penny pincher. And now I'm just like, I am that girl. I am the penny pincher. I'm really the girl who's like, yeah, let me see. Let me think about it. Let me sleep on it. And I'm going through all my bank statements and just canceling shit that I do not need, asking. And then you know what's crazy? There was this one reoccurring charge that happened for like almost a year. And I literally just emailed them and I was like, hey girl, I did not use this service. I never, you know, I didn't even know this was going on, bitch. I do not use this. I do want to cancel it. Is it possible to request a refund? Bitch, they gave me all my money back for all those months. So I mean, that's something y'all can do too. Honestly, bitch, 2023 is really the year to be saving your little coinishas. You know, really saving your coinishas, really calling these companies, asking for little discounts. What discount can y'all give me? Sometimes they can give you little temporary discounts too. Sometimes they be like, well, we got a little promo going on and, you know, we could take off $10 off your bill for the next 3 months. Then add it, please. Add it. Please add it right now. Add it right now. Click add. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just switched over one of my credit cards because now I'm trying to get more points on things that I really use my money on because I don't travel anymore. So that's been the thing. Girl, not American Express giving me a credit card with no limit. Bitch, Solomon 5 years ago would have ran that shit up, bitch. I would have done some damage. I would have done some not savory things, bitch. I would have been like, ran that bitch up and not giving a fuck. The way you can change in such a short amount of time is wild to me. Anyways, let's get into the show. Okay, moving right along. All right, so the Oscars was on Sunday, and Brendan Fraser won for Best Actor for The Whale. I'm happy for him. Yeah. Which is also kind of, okay, this is gonna sound shady, but it's really not. I would not expect Brendan Fraser to be an Academy Award winner. And I'm only saying that because he's never been in anything like serious. Not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, he's never had like anything serious. Like, he's never been nominated for like a Golden Globe or like nothing like in his, like, he, there's literally nothing in his career that was like, yep, he's about to be that girl, he's about to be that actor. It just, you know, this one role, The Whale. I did watch The Whale. You know, I did watch it in like five parts because, like I told you guys, once I'm in bed, I have like 20 to 30 minutes to watch TV and then I'm just knocked out. So I watched it in like 20, 30 minute segments or so. But then I can't keep rewinding it. So I think it was like about like five nights. It's a take it or leave it for me. Take it or leave it. Yeah. I wanted to take it, but honestly, I hate saying this, but I don't mind leaving it. I could leave it. I think for me, I went to go research like what the whatchamacallit is about, like what the, if I, so I was watching it and I was like, is this, this reminds me of a play. Like everything, like the dialogue reminds me of a play, the staging, the movement, the people going in and out of the door. There's also a part in the movie where people are between a door. They're sitting back to back, which is such a, that's something you see in theater a lot. So I was like, this reminds me of like a play. This is crazy. And so clearly I looked online. I was like, bitch, it was a play. And then they adapted it into a movie. So I think that's the reason why it was kind of, I don't know. It was a take it or leave it for me. But nonetheless, I love the fact that he won. It makes me happy when you, when like, I don't want to say the underdog, because he definitely was not the underdog in this season. You know, in the category for best actor, he definitely wasn't. But I think overall as an actor, if you have like, you know, Robert De Niro and I don't know, all these Academy Award winning adjacent actors, no one's going to think like, oh, Brendan is one of them. You know what I'm saying? So now it's, you know, I just, it's nice. Let's see. But yeah, so Angela Bassett didn't get it. neither did Stephanie. But Jamie Lee Curtis did. So that was, Well, so here's a, yeah, and that's sometimes, congratulations to Jamie Lee Curtis. And yeah. I think on that note, I think we're done with this segment. Yeah, okay, so moving right along. A smooth operator, I'm a smooth operator. A smooth operator, I'm a smooth operator. So, oh shoot, I think we have an update. Where's my phone? Okay, so unorganized, so nasty, and so rude. So if you want to write into the show, send in your questions to ask@thesolomonraypodcast.com. This week, we actually do have an update. Okay, so I'm going to read this update. It says, in all caps, I'm back, girl. Hey, girla, I'm sure you will remember me once I tell you the backstory. I'm the one that wrote in and was telling you about the guy that was putting in that work and trying to tie me down. We would hang out, he would pay for everything, and would take me to hella baseball games. Oh, yes. His baby mom bopped his ass on the back of the head and was hating on him, finally moving on with a bad bitch like me. She's built like Peter Griffin. The girl was mad. Anyways, fast forward, it's been 1 year since he has been pursuing me, and I finally said yes to being his girlfriend on Valentine's Day. The gag is that action in the bedroom is just not satisfying me. He has a smaller penis than anyone I have ever dealt with, and I barely feel anything. I honestly don't look forward to quote-unquote getting it on, and I hate it because he is such a good man. I have never had anyone treat me as good, pay for anything, take me on trips, etc. Like, it's so nice to be appreciated. It seems like he doesn't have much experience in the bedroom, and since him and his baby moms were together for about 10 years, I imagine they did minimal, boring shit. I have been basically building this man into how I want him. He goes to the gym with me, goes to concerts that I like, and I've been changing up his wardrobe. Amen. I just don't know if all of my efforts that I'm putting into him is becoming a turnoff. I feel terrible because since I said yes to being his girlfriend, I have hooked up with my sneaky link twice. Oh, Lord. I feel terrible. But damn, my sneaky link satisfies me in every way. We get nasty. And the way his penis is long and thick is as a soda can, I just can't stop. My sneaky link doesn't want anything serious as of right now, but I feel terrible cheating. What should I do? A girl loving a boy with a small poon. Okay, first off, I really enjoy your letters. There's a lot of y'all who be writing in, and it's just like the way you write is so funny to me. Not built like Peter Griffin. Oh, Jesus. So basically my take on this is not going to be the typical take, and I understand that. I understand people want more than what I want. I do not want to be in a relationship. If I am going to be in a relationship, it would have to literally be like the situation that you're in. Honestly, that's it. I would rather someone treat me well and then do what I say. and basically be my servant and just really please me, buy me things, be nice to me, agree with me, basically just do what I tell them to do. I could really be in a relationship and it could just be like whack sex because I'm a cheat regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like because I'm coming from a cheating standpoint, it's like I'm going to cheat regardless. Okay. You could be the perfect in everything. I'm still going to cheat. That's not going to change anything. You know what I'm saying? It could be sparks in the bedroom all you want. I'm still going to cheat. That's never going to change. So therefore, if I found someone who was like your boyfriend, that would be more lit for me because I'm still going to cheat. But it would be nice to just, you know, have someone. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you could be in a relationship with someone and it's such a great, solid connection and team and everything's great to where for me, honestly, I feel like the sex is so low on the totem pole. You know, I understand people want to have that connection with their partners and stuff like that. But I just feel like, you know, that's hard to come by. Like, that is so hard to come by. Dick is so easy. You know, like, so I feel like that's why I feel like people really underestimate the value in cheating. No, but seriously, I feel like people really underestimate the value of cheating. Like, you could really have this fabulous relationship and everything. Y'all are solid. Y'all are tight. You got each other's back like a JanSport knapsack. It's just occasionally you cheat. And then it's not like you're cheating on them and doing the same thing with them that you do with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just literally sex. That's it. Go on about your business and go home. And I just feel like that could be, like, why throw away? That's why I've never understood, like, cheating in the sense where it's like, you have this great relationship with someone. Everything is damn near perfect. and then one person cheats, and all of a sudden it's, y'all are like, oh, we're over. No, we're done. Really? Like, that's crazy. I just feel like that's something I could just really overlook. I really feel like I could really overlook it. Like, I really do, because I do not look at cheating as, like, this really bad, like, oh, my God. Because here's the thing. I also have been really tuned into the fact for, like, over a decade now, to where we're, as human beings, we're so complex. We're so complex to where it's going to be really hard for us to be pushed into a box, this very restrictive box of monogamy that's not a one size fits all, you know? And I just don't think that that's realistic. And I don't even know where that even came from. You know, this whole idea of, like, you're not supposed to have sex outside of, you ain't supposed to have sex with nobody else. Like, why? Like, when did that happen? Like, at what point in human history did that, like, become a thing? And why? And how? You know, like, I just feel like that's not a thing. But girl, I'm going to give you bad advice. I get it. And I know the girl's going to eat me up for it. And that's fine. But it's just like, girl, keep cheating, bitch. Just keep cheating. And honestly, and I hate saying this because this is going to come off insulting, but I can't imagine he's going to be worried about, like, I mean, meaning, like, I can't imagine he's going to be like, oh my God, is she cheating on me? Well, you know what? He could. I'm trying to think. Especially if, like, you're, like, not upgrading him, but, like, influencing him on, like, what to wear, going to the gym, doing this, doing that. He seems pliable enough, which is my, I don't mean that in, like, an insulting way. I want a man that's pliable. I want him to be pliable, bitch. I want him to do what I tell him to do. I want him to wear what I tell him to wear. I want to be in charge. Like, no, literally. I want to be like, no, don't wear that. Put this on. You look ugly. You need to go to the gym. You need to put that pizza down. No. You had enough calories for the day. We're done. Wow. You know what? Actually, this is not really sounding like love, Solomon. Sounds like a fucking abusive relationship. Anyways, I feel like he's pliable enough to where he's not going to be, like, you could cheat and he's not going to, like, find out. You know what I'm saying? Whereas some people, they're going to be like, girl, you cheating on me. And it's like, they're going to find out. It doesn't seem like he would be the type of person who's going to be like, oh, is she cheating on me? You know what I'm saying? So I think, like, you can cheat and get away with it. So I would honestly suggest that, especially if he's hitting on all angles, you know, and everything's lit with him on everything else. But if it's just the dick, girl, just get it from your sneaky link. You know, like, honestly, soda can sounds lit, bitch. Like, I would, and just continue to cheat. You know, I know that's really, I know the girls do not like me hearing that. I mean, like, not like me saying that, not like hearing me say that, because that's, I just feel like, keep cheating. I wouldn't really feel too, I mean, unless it's really eating you up. I mean, because what are you going to do, girl? He can't get a bigger dick. You know what I'm saying? Out of all the plastic surgery things, that's the last frontier. That's the final frontier in cosmetic surgery, is bigger penises. They're so, like, you could do anything, bitch. You could change the size of your skull, okay? You could, there's some wild stuff you can do with plastic surgery. Getting a bigger dick is, there's nothing. There's nothing out there. I mean, yes, they say fillers, but it only makes it wider, you know? And then, like, there's, like, extenders, but, like, it's just weird, and it's, like, not, it's really not that, girl. So it's like, he can't really get a bigger dick. So the only option for you is to cheat, girl. That is the only option. And honestly, I know it seems like the only option, but, like, if I were in your shoes, that would seem like the most ideal. That sounds divine to me. That sounds divine, bitch. That sounds like you won. That sounds like you really did win, bitch. You really won. I'm actually jealous. Yeah. I'm really jealous. because I would actually like to be in this situation. Like, no, I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, I really would like to be in this situation because it's really nothing for me to go find a little piece of dick. There, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's this literally everywhere. And men are such hoes now. It's, I mean, they've always been hoes, but they're even much more hoes now to where, like, they're just, they're handing it out. Buy one, get one free, bitch. Rain checks, even. The girl, like, it's so easy. It's not easy to find a man who treats you well and has a little koinisha and is pliable and doing what you want him to do and taking care of you and making you eat, making sure you eating good. You know, like, it's not, that's really not easy, bitch. It might have been easy 20 years ago. It's definitely not easy in 2023. That is really hard. So you're in a really good situation. You are really postured to be in a really good situation to live a happy, healthy, prosperous life, bitch. Because you basically won. And you can get your little piece on it on the side, girl. Get out of my inbox and don't ever write me again. Because now I'm upset. And now I'm actually really fucking jealous. Yeah, I'm actually really jealous right now. Yeah, I'm jealous. But I'm really still gagging at Peter Griffin. But yes, please. Okay. Now, I don't know really how the girls can cheat nowadays. I feel like it's a lot easier, but at the same time, I feel like it's a lot harder to cheat. You know? I feel like I would get caught up in cheating. So, in my new car, the car, first off, bitch, I had no idea. But the car has, I don't know, it tells my phone where my car is at. Like, when I open up Google Maps, it'd be like, boop, there's your car. I'm like, bitch. Why are you putting my car's shit out there? Like, I don't, like, I'm glad I know where my car is, you know, but I know where I parked it, you know, but it be telling me. And then I get in my car. Let's say I get in my car at like 6:30, because that's about the time I go to the gym. If I get in my car around 6:30, it's going to be like, boop, this is how long it's going to take. It just automatically puts an address to my gym. And then when I leave my gym, you're like, bloop, this is how long it's going to take for you to get home. Or either, like, sometimes, like, when I'm going to the bank or doing things, like, during, like, let's say 2 p.m., you're like, bloop, this is the, they just automatically put the address to the bank or the post office. And I'm like, now my car telling on me. Imagine if, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine if I was, like, cheating on somebody. And let's say I'm not cheating that day. Like, let's say, hypothetically speaking, I always, after the gym, I go cheat, right? At, like, at 9 p.m. I'm going to go cheat. So let's say, like, I don't go to the gym that day. And for some reason, I'm in the vicinity of my gym. Let's say if I'm with my man and we get in the car, we're about to go, like, you know, to Target or whatever. And I get in the car and it goes, bloop. Jose's house, my car, they're gonna be like, bitch, who the fuck is, you know what I'm saying? Like, there, it's scary. Like, you gotta be really careful, okay? The phones be telling on you, and I'm not really technologically advanced. I could really do a lot of things. I could code a website down, bitch. I can do SEO optimization, search engine optimization all you want. I could write search engine optimized articles. I could do a lot of things when it comes to the technologies, but when it comes to the phone telling on you, bitch, I see myself getting caught up. So I'm sorry, Billy. So just be careful with that, okay? But anyways, if you do, like, give us an update. I love this. I feel like we need, like, I feel like there, y'all need to first off be giving us updates. Okay, I'm tired of y'all writing to the show not giving no update. So thank you for the girls who are giving the updates, because I would kind of like, it's like the girls also be wanting to know, like, what happened to so-and-so? There was somebody else who, I was somewhere, they were like, we need an update from this one person. I forgot who it was. Anyways, because it could just be like a little novella, you know, not to like trivialize your life, but give us the updates. Let us know what's going on with the Sneaky Link. And congratulations on finding you a man and moving right along. All right, so that was an update. So this week, our new listener letter comes from Anonymous. She said, it's Sad and Confused. She says, hey, Solomon, I'm panicked and confused and going through it. Please help. Saturday, I was at my man's house, and while he was in the shower, I already know where it's about to go. I went through his phone. Yep. I know I shouldn't have, but I did. I went through text messages and nothing was there that was suspicious. But then I saw the app Grindr, and that's when it all hit me like a ton of bricks. He has been messaging all these trans girls and sending pictures. And to go further, he is asking to be fucked. Fucked, Solomon, fucked. He's sending pictures of his booty hole. Clearly, he needs a coochie. I'm not going to be able to take these seriously. I don't know if I can take these seriously. The way y'all be like sitting in like these very serious letters and then making it a kiki. We are really two of a kind, bitch. Like, we are really similar girls. We're sisters because this is how I would talk. So when I see other people like also being similar, I just find it so funny. It's so enjoyable, even though it's not an enjoyable topic, because I'm sure you're going through it, girl, like you just said. But it's just so, I love when somebody could like this. I was just talking to Jonathan yesterday, and I was like, I love how our humor is such self-deprecating humor, to where we will talk about something that we're really going through, and then throw ourselves under the bus at the same time. Because it's humorous, because it's also our power, because it's also like, before you shit on me, bitch, let me shit on myself, you know? I love, like, that is one of my favorite things. Anyways, let me get back to the letter. He's sending pictures of his booty hole. Clearly, he needs the coochie Clorox. But I'm really so confused. He said he's said some transphobic things in the past, and I had to call him out on it, and he hasn't said anything since then. He was basically misgendering and calling them men. But like I said, I ate him up for it, and it has never happened again. Solomon, is he gay? What is happening? I don't want to come off transphobic or anything, but this has made me really lose sleep. I don't know what to think of this. I know you said a long time ago on the podcast that a man can be straight still. Please help. Signed, Sad and Confused. Well, girl, that's a doozy. Well, first off, I be telling people all the time, if you go looking for something, bitch, you gonna find it. Case closed, bitch. If you go looking for something, you gonna find it. And girl, you went looking for something and you found a little bit more than what you thought you was able to chew. And I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm really not. Because I really do feel bad for you, bitch. But you found it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, on one hand, it's like, well, thank God you found it. But then at this other hand, it's like, damn, it's like, I'm sure you're like, bitch, I wish I never known. Because this is a doozy. This is a doozy, bitch. It's a doozy. It's a doozy. Sorry, I'm not laughing at you. No, so... What are the questions? Let me see. He has been messaging all these trans girls and sending pictures, and to go further, he's asking to be fucked. Oh, yes. So here's the thing when it comes to the trans girls. I don't know why it is so hard for people to understand this. I was explaining this to my sister, and I always explain this to straight people. And honestly, even gay people don't even know this. But okay, I was about to be like, me as a trans woman. about to be canceled. Me as a trans woman. Me as Savannah. So Savannah used to... So let me just clarify Savannah for y'all who don't know. Savannah is really just Solomon in drag, bitch. That's really it. And it's not like it's anything. It's really literally Savannah comes out once every 4 to 5 years She's always upgraded. Every year she comes out, she's more upgraded than the previous time she came out. But she comes out every 4 to 5 years, like clockwork. She's, you know, she's asleep right now. But she comes out every 4 to 5 years, and she just spends one evening doing her makeup, looking cute, looking con, taking a bunch of photos. And then when it's all the photos are done, then she rips off the wig, rips off everything, showers, and goes back to Solomon. She's literally alive for maybe a solid, I would say like 5 hours. Yeah, she's alive for like 4 to 5 hours. Yeah, so that's a good little number to remember. Every 4 to 5 years, Savannah is alive for 4 to 5 hours. So with that being said, I know this is horrible and this is so not right. I get it. Actually, and I really don't give a fuck, but when men be seeing Savannah's photos, they be like losing their motherfucking marbles, like losing their motherfucking marbles. And to know that Savannah is not a biological female, I don't know if that's politically correct. Biological female. Yeah, I feel like that's fine. Yeah, what is that called? Cis girl, cis woman, cis female. Bitch, once they find out Savannah got a dick, then that's when it ups the ante and they start really losing. They just start salivating. That tail get the wagon, bitch. And that's when everything turns into like a different scenario. And so I've literally, like, when I tell you, it be the most finest men who be, I told you guys this, like, on the episode, What is a Woman or whatever, when I was basically saying, like, girl, Savannah be getting all the trade and they be fine trade. And I'd be like, damn, bitch, like, why the fuck y'all don't be hitting up Solomon? But anyways, so they be fine. But the thing is, they all have like this fantasy of getting plowed. That's really all it is. They just really want penis. And I think what it is, just trying to understand it, I think it's because they are attracted to women. Okay. They're attracted to a titty, bitch. They're attracted to like feminine features, feminine hourglass shape, you know, hair, makeup, lip, lash. They're attracted to all that. Right. So, but the thing that biological women do not have that the trans girls have, not all trans girls, but some of the trans girls, or they assume all trans girls have it, is a penis, bitch. And that is what sets the party off for them. Okay? That really is what sets the party off. That's really what sends them into a motherfucking tizzy. So they start like, it's already bad enough that they see a bad bitch in general. They're like, ooh, bad bitch, 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 bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like bad bitch with a dick. And that's when everything shifts. Everything just completely changes. And that's when all hell breaks loose for them. They just lose their marbles. And it is, I mean, I gotta be careful because I don't want to be rude, but it is a part, in my opinion, I feel like it is, you could be trans attracted, clearly, but I think it also has to tie into like a fetishizing thing with them, where they're like, ooh, dick, you know, because it has been my experience as a homosexual, and men, and I don't want to say all men, because I don't want to get in trouble, but there is a very, very alarming number of men who are very infatuated with dick. I'm not saying they're gay. I'm not saying all that. I'm just saying they are infatuated with penis. There's something about, like, they just want to see them. They like looking at them. You know, I don't know if it's like they just want to like maybe compare theirs with, I don't really know where it really stems from. Because, duh, I'm a homosexual, so clearly I am inclined to penis, duh. But for the straight man, there is a lot of them who, like, I mean, I would say 9 out of 10 straight men are very infatuated with penis. Yeah. The number's high. It is very high. And I don't want to be conservative. I don't want to be like, it's not that many. No, it's alarming. And it's alarming to me as a homosexual because I'm like, what the fuck? I do not get it. But they are very just infatuated with a penis. They just, but I don't think it's really in like a homosexual way. I think it's more like, maybe because they don't see a lot of them. I don't know. Maybe they just want to compare. I don't know. But they are very infatuated. Not infatuated like, ooh, I want to suck some dick. Not like that. But like definitely just like they want to know about it. Or like, how big is your penis? Or like they want to know about like their friends' penises and see their friend. Like it's really weird, girls. And I'm not trying to alarm y'all because I know some of y'all listen to this like, bitch, mind blown. But it's kind of wild. And yeah, it's just really weird. Anyways, long story short, so there's also a good chunk of these people a chunk of these men who just really want to play with a dick and just see what a dick is like. And then for some reason, they just really want to suck a dick sometimes. They just really want to suck a dick, bitch. They just really want to suck a dick. And I think the trans girls that still have penises facilitate that fantasy in a safer area for them to where they do not feel gay. And they'd be like, oh, bitch, I'm a whole entire man having sex with another man. Like, it doesn't, I think, I don't know, bitch. But I think that that is the case. And to take it further, some of the guys really just be like, I just really want to know what it's like to have a dick up my booty hole. And that is really very common, especially with the trans girls. And all my trans friends, we be kikiing because it's like, they be like, it's not funny, but like, it's like an ongoing joke within the trans girls and stuff. It's where it's like, you see this man who's super bodied, like gorgeous, super masculine, like crazy masculine, right? And he has no interest in having, like, you know, fucking a trans girl. He wants to be the one who's getting fucked. He wants to be bent over, bitch. He wants to be gobbling the dicks, you know? And it's like, I want to say 100% of the time, but there is, you know, the select few that, you know, just randomly just wouldn't mind just like letting the trans girls gobble them up and then fucking the trans girls. But really, most of them are all wanting to be fucked. That's a common understanding within the community. Everybody knows this. It's not even like a secret. It's not like some newfound, like we unearth new data. No, bitch. It's been like that for years and years and years and years and years. And there's a lot of trans girls who, after they get surgery and remove their dick, a lot of the guy, like their little boyfriends and stuff, don't even talk to them anymore. They'll be like, oh, bitch, well, you got rid of the dick, so I don't want you no more. No, for real. There was an episode of Pose where, I was about to say Carmen Electra, bitch. There was an episode of Pose where, bitch, I don't know what her name was. Electra? Electric? I don't know. One of the characters ends up getting, Chris Maloney was on and was like her man in the show. And she was like, oh, I'm about to go get my surgery or whatever. He was like, they broke up. He was like, no, I need the dick. And that's really true. So anyway, so here's my thing. I think that, I mean, that is common to wanting to gobble up some dick. But I just feel, I know this is really like, girl, Solomon, shut up. I feel that you can, and this is based off of my experience of dealing with men like this, I feel you can dibble and dabble outside of the constraints and confinements of heterosexual, you know, activities and dibble and dabble in our playgrounds, okay, and still be considered straight. And let me explain. So let's say, like, he's been, like, fantasizing about, like, ooh, gobbling up some trans dick. Just, I just really want some trans dick. Gobble, 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 gobble. And he just cannot, like, and before, he can't fulfill this need. And it's, like, really eating that up at him. And it's just, like, getting stronger and stronger and stronger. He's like, ooh, I just want to gobble. So let's say finally, he finally gets there and he gobbles, okay? Maybe he gets to the point where he's like, I kind of wouldn't mind gobbling a little bit more. So then he gobbles a couple more times. And then eventually he's like, you know what? Fantasy fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? And then it's, he's done. He's over it. Which a lot of men do. They'd be like, all right, I tried it. Wasn't my thing. Or maybe it was my thing. It just really wasn't for him, like, in the long run. Great. Moving right along. You know what I'm saying? And I've definitely had, like, you know, different people tell me, like, oh yeah, you know, I would just really want the gobble, and then I gobbled, and then I was like, oh okay, not for me. And they don't mean it in, like, a mean way. They're like, oh, just, you know, I tried it, and you know what, I thought I kind of would like it, but I didn't hate it, but it wasn't as fabulous as I think it is. And I think it's because they fantasize it for so long, and the expectations are so high, so when they finally get there, they're just like, girl, that's just some damn dick. It's not even that lit. You know what I'm saying? It's just not, like, it's, I thought, they'd be like, oh, I thought I was going to give a little bit more than what it gave. And it's like, girl, really wasn't that deep. And then also it's like the secretive stuff. And it, like, also a thing that kills it is because there's all the secretive moments, the behind the back stuff and, like, sneaking around. And then all that stuff just for, like, a little gobble. It's like, girl, is it really worth it? You know? And a lot of times they'd be like, girl, no. So that's why I think, like, they can, I feel like anybody should be able to experiment, you know, and still be able to say, like, you know what? I am still a straight man. You know what I'm saying? Because if the roles were reversed, let's say I wanted to experiment or whatever, I would still consider myself a gay man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because whatever happened, you know, let's say if it was completely reversed and there is a, what is it, trans man, you know what I'm saying, who literally has a vagina, I would still think of myself as a gay man. You know what I'm saying? I don't think of myself as doing anything completely different. I mean, granted, those are a little different, but the concept's still there. Like, I still feel like you could dibble and dabble in other arenas. And there's some of my friends who've had, like, threesomes with couples, like, straight couples, and had sex with women and be like, yeah, I'm still gay. You know what I'm saying? So I that's my belief, bitch. I know some people are very stern with it, but, like, bitch, if you suck a dick, you gay. And I just don't think that that is the case. And honestly, the more I sit on God's green earth, and every year is a learning thing for me, bitch, I'm learning new shit today, bitch. And I'm really starting to realize, like, you know what? Like, sexuality is really a fucking spectrum. It is not super concrete. It's not just one or the other. Sometimes in your life, you might be on one side more than the other. And then another stage of your life, you might be on another side than the other. You know, so it's like, I don't view it as these concrete ideas that, like, society has put on us. So, I mean, if I wouldn't be worried so much about that per se, about, like, oh, is my man gay? I do not think your man is gay. Clearly, if y'all been together for so long, or you didn't mention that, clearly not. But also, sexuality is a spectrum, you know. But I think the issue here is, like, bitch, why are you cheating on me? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you going behind my back? And then also, like, why are you, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, as someone who really advocates for cheating, I would be like, you know what? Let that man cheat in peace. But I feel like maybe, honestly, you know what you need to do, girl? You need to just hit him up and be like, hey, listen, you was in the shower. I opened up your phone. I saw Grindr and I saw that booty hole. First off, before we go any further, I placed an order for the Intimate Brightening Serum, the Coochie Clorox, on SawRayBeauty.com so we can go ahead and work on that booty hole. And then second, what was you doing? And then maybe not be like combative, like, bitch, let's fight, but definitely just be like, what is this about? Like, help me understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, help me understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then go from there with it. And then you can let him know, like, you know, what you're willing to compromise. Maybe you're not willing to compromise and be like, bitch, this is a hard line in the sand for me. This is not what I signed up for. I still love you down to the ground. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard to be your friend right now, but whatever, whatever. Let's break up. Let's do whatever, bitch. But you have to figure out what it is you need and communicate that with him and then move forward. You know, but I definitely think you need to bring it up to him and let him know. Also, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm really not, friend. I'm really not trying to be funny. But I do have your email address. I'm not trying to be funny. Actually, this is probably not nice. Actually, but you know where I'm coming from. I'm going to go ahead and send you you can keep it for yourself, girl. But I'll send you some Coochie Clorox. No, I'm not trying to be funny, but I have your email and your info right here. So I'll just go ahead and send you a thing of Coochie Clorox. You can keep it for yourself, bitch. Or you can give it to him. Whatever, bitch. But I'm going to give you a little thing. I'm going to make you feel better, bitch. I'm going to send you a gift pack. And I might add some stuff in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a little a care package, okay? I mean, it's not going to soften the blow, but hopefully it'll make you feel a little bit better for a couple minutes. So yeah, please keep us updated. But yeah, I would, to round it out, I would not really think that your man is gay, but I would bring it up to him. I would mention it to him, be like, hey, this is what I found, and this is how I feel about it. Please let me know how you feel about it. What is it? Talk about it. Flesh it out. And then come with your terms and be like, this is what I can and cannot do, and then move forward. But please keep us updated. And moving right along. A smooth operator, I'm a smooth operator. A smooth operator, I'm a smooth operator. All right, so what do I got beef with this week? This week, I got beef with people who were cutting me off when I'm talking. So I went to see my dermatologist yesterday, and I really only see her. I used to see her like twice a year. Now I only see her every like 2 years, really. But I kind of wanted to see her about, what was it? I feel like I had like a little dermatitis in my scalp from my hair transplant, and then just kind of get my refill on my finasteride and just some other little skin things that I use, my Latisse, and just, you know, random stuff like that. Get in there. So I'm like talking to her, whatever. Before I can get a word out of edgewise, she cuts me off. Okay, so we can just refill this. I said, that's not what I'm talking to you about. Please listen. Two more words come out. Boom, 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 boom. She start cutting me off. Listen, please listen. Listen, please just, I know you have more patience. I get it. But you need to listen to me. I was talking to this one dude. And he was referred to me to like help with my credit or whatever, like a month or two ago. And I was basically like, I don't really need him, but I mean, I'll definitely take the phone call. I'll definitely take the call with him and see like, okay, do I need someone like him? Maybe he can do something that I can't do. So I'm talking to old boy and I'm like, first off, he is just not letting me speak at all. And I was trying to let him know, like, I do not think I need you, but let me give you the rundown of where I am right now with my credit, what it looks like, and what it is going to be, what's going to happen in the next 30 days. Let me give you the rundown, and then you can take that information and then respond and give me what you think is that you can do or whatever. Honey, he wasn't letting me speak, and I was just getting more and more annoyed. And then so eventually I was like, well, I have these disputes. Well, you can't do anything with the disputes. I said, okay. All right. Well, I have the disputes. Well, I said with the disputes, you can't. I said, all right. So it's kind of just wait for you to be done. All right. So like I was saying, when it comes to these disputes, what I'm saying with you is the disputes you can't. I said, you're going to have to let me speak. You're going to have to let me speak, babe. Well, I'm just trying to let you know, like, the disputes do not drop if, you know, unless you close them yourself. I said, honey, that's not what I was saying. He was like, well, what were you saying? I said, well, if you shut the fuck up and hear me, you'll understand. What I'm saying is I have these disputes that are dropping off next week. Oh, so I didn't know all that. You would never know that, babe, because you are talking over me. Okay, you're not even listening to what I have to say. And therefore, I cannot hire you because why do I want to work with somebody who does not, why would I hire you? You can't even listen to what my needs are. How can you service me? Bitch, all day yesterday, I was talking to people and everybody kept cutting me off and I spiraled. And I've never really spiraled like this on people in like 2 years, maybe. It's been like 2 years since I spiraled. I said, y'all got to shut the fuck up. Y'all got to shut the fuck up and listen to me. Out of everybody in this room, when I speak, everybody better listen. I'm the one in this room where when I'm speaking, nobody needs to say shit. You listen when I speak. I mean, I don't like to give it off like that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like really ugly. But everybody was cutting me off. I said, I need y'all to know I'm the one paying all of y'all. So when I speak, everybody listens. Everyone is silent. And when I'm done, then you can speak. Because you guys cannot work and be efficient unless you hear what my needs are. Unless you wait for instruction. That's why y'all be running around like a motherfucking chicken with your head cut off, because y'all ain't listening. Now, for me, I'm the type of person to where I learned very early on as a young child. My dad used to be like, there are people who listen to learn and there are people who listen to respond. And I've always been the type I will listen and I won't say anything because I'm just absorbing as much information as possible because I need that type of information to make sure I'm right at all times. I do not like to be wrong. That is just the Capricorn in me. That's a Solomon in me. I do not like to be wrong. I need to be right. So I'm listening. I'm not responding. I'm listening. Please shut the fuck up. There's been so many times where I've like lately, I've just like, I can't even remember like all the people I've called and just been on the phone with or whatever. And I've just been like, all right, well, I'm gonna let you speak. So let me know when you're done, okay? Because clearly, just let me know when you're done. I hate that. It drives me nuts. And it's driving me more nuts now than I think it's ever been because it's like, bitch. I think it just dawned on me. I was like, bitch, I'm the one that y'all need to be listening to. And I don't like to like play rank or do anything like wild like that. I really don't. I like to treat people as equal as possible. But it's also like, bitch, no. And then also, no, you work around my schedule. Okay. I'm not working around yours. Girl. I spiraled. Okay, maybe I'm spiraling on a constant basis. But see, I try to pull it back. I pull it back real quick, okay? So I went to go pick up. This is like a month ago. I went to go pick up all my stuff from my warehouse. And they were like, I'll be there at 11 o'clock. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to argue it. I'm not even going. It wasn't like, what time are you available? It was like, be here at 11. And I was like, you know what? It's not even that, you know, you got to pick and choose your battles. You got to pick and choose your battles. It's not that deep. I'll just get my ass up at 11 and be up there at 11 to pick up all my shit. I'm not going to fight you on it. I get there, but I'm already tight because it's like, first off, nobody asked me like what works for my schedule. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, whatever. It's not even that deep. So I get there. They're like, oh, they're on lunch. I said, okay, are they coming back from lunch? Oh, no, they just went on lunch. I said, well, then they need to bring their ass on over here because they said 11 o'clock. There she was like, let me call them. I said, no, she needs to be here now. Started to spiral. Turns out the receptionist thought of the wrong people that went to lunch, not the people I was supposed to meet. So the minute I'm spiraling in the lobby, like spiraling in the lobby, here comes the people I'm supposed to meet at 11 hitting the corner. Hey, Solomon. I'm like, oop. So I felt bad. But you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine like if somebody says you're supposed to be there at 11 and you ain't there at 11 and you're talking about some, oh, I went on lunch. Wouldn't you spiral too? She said, oh, wrong people. Just kidding. I was like, girl. But yeah, that is really my only beef this week is just like, please shut the fuck up. Do not cut me off. Let me say what I need to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so annoying. What else do I have that I have beef with this week? Also, I just feel like this needs to be said is I feel, well, I'll say this. There used to be a time when walking, perusing, and lollygagging on asphalt was not a safe thing to do. So the thing is, there are things like sidewalks, things that are adjacent to asphalt. Asphalt is normally reserved for vehicles, and those vehicles being used by humans. And so I just feel like people should stay on the sidewalks. I think staying out of the side, you know, the asphalt, out of the street is probably a good idea. I mean, I'm no mathematician. I'm not really good at physics. None of those like things when it comes to numbers and weights. Barely even good in geometry, but I just feel like you being made out of flesh and blood and my car being made out of metal and weighing tons and moving at a fast pace, I just feel like it could be deadly. So I just feel like it would behoove people to get out the fucking streets. You know, get out the fucking street. Just, it's not the place for you. Especially when I look on my right and then I glance on my left and on both sides, I see two sidewalks and I'm just trying, my brain is really having a hard time computing and trying to figure out why your ass isn't on one of those sidewalks. You know, why aren't you on there? Why are you out here playing around in the street? I mean, I know some days are really rough and I know some days we do not want to be here, you know, but there are suicide hotlines you can call in case you want to take yourself out, but do not involve me. Do not involve me. I do not want to be the one to take you out. Okay. And the way I be on these phones and the way I be listening to my music and really bopping around and in my own little world. Baby, I may not see you and might bop right up into you. So if you're one of those people who are more inclined to playing in the streets, I would just gently remind you and suggest get on the sidewalk. It's what really, really, that's really what the sidewalk is for. There's an operative word in the word sidewalk and it's walk. It's a place where you can walk. Mm-hmm. It's not called street walk. It's not called asphalt walk. It's not called middle walk. That's not where you're supposed to be, bitch. This is the freeway. This is the street. The sidewalk, however, is a place for pedestrians and regular people like you who are using their limbs and their legs to walk on. So please utilize that. You pay for it. That's what our tax money is going towards. Infrastructure, you use it. It's there for you. It's free. You do not have to pay for it. You've already paid for it. There's no charge. It's not a toll. It's not just like per use. It's there. It's there. So please get your ass on the fucking sidewalk and get the fuck out of the street. All right. Now moving right along. All right. Now on to final thoughts. Final thoughts. No, nothing really here this week. I would just say that the collagen serum will be back in stock March 20th. So right now we are doing pre-orders for the girls who want to pre-order and secure their orders. Feel free to do so. If not, it will be back in stock March 20th. The face wash will be in stock relatively soon afterwards. What else? Aside from that, the Coochie Clorox is currently on pre-order as well, if you are inclined for that. And that's really about it. So yeah, head to SolrayBeauty.com to place your orders. Yeah, that's it. So take care of yourself and each other. Bye.